to stop the war coalition, as well as opposing this criminal war in Iraq, has also stood for justice throughout the Middle East, and that must mean, above all, justice for the Palestinians. So it's a pleasure now to welcome to speak to you Bernard Regan from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. I want to begin by thanking the Stop the War Coalition for giving us the opportunity to address this magnificent rally. I want to also start with an advert and to invite all of you to participate in a mass rally which will be held in Trafalgar Square in 1 month's time on the 17th of May to express support for the Palestinian people. I hope that this magnificent demonstration will be replicated on that day. George Bush and Tony Blair have talked about a roadmap for the Palestinian people. Let me tell you something about that roadmap. It has three phases. The first phase talks about an end to terror and violence. But we have an answer for that. There is a simple way to end the terror and violence. Let the Israeli army withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza today. There is a second phase to this so-called roadmap, where they talk about the option of an independent Palestinian state. Let us say to them clearly, there is no option for a Palestinian state. It is a right for the Palestinian people. The third phase of this so-called roadmap talks about effective Palestinian security performance. What does that mean? It means that Ariel Sharon will have a veto on any progress towards discussions for peace, because the Israelis, as they have in the past, are quite capable of creating provocations and then turning around and blaming the Palestinians. There is no acceptance of an Israeli veto on the right for the Palestinians to self-determination. Yesterday, at precisely this time, two young Palestinian girls were making their way home to their home in Rafah in Gaza. When they were walking home, an Israeli soldier fired bullets that ricocheted off the wall behind them. A young man went to rescue them in broad daylight, wearing a bright orange fluorescent vest. For a moment, a second, he turned his back on that soldier to protect those two young girls, and he was shot in the head and killed. Thomas Herndl, 20 years old, from Manchester, was one of a group of courageous members of the International Solidarity Movement who have been giving support to the Palestinian people. That courage should be replicated time and time again. The Palestinians must not be allowed to stand alone. We call on Tony Blair to break with George Bush. We call on Tony Blair to give backing to the Palestinian people. We call for an end of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. We call for the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination. We call for the right of the Palestinian refugees to return to their homeland. No questions asked. I call on you to give maximum support for the demonstration on the 17th of May. Justice for the Palestinian people. Justice for the Palestinian people now.